This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 173 for Friday, December 6th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is maintaining its momentum from Thursday due to a weaker Canadian dollar and despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean oil and Malaysian palm oil are both higher, while European rapeseed is down. Crude oil is also in negative territory. Statistics Canada released its principal field crop report on Thursday, cutting canola production by 1.1 million tons at 17.8 million. The Canadian dollar is down more than half a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The January canola contract is up $14.70 per ton at $604.90, while the March contract is up $12.90 per ton at $613.20. In the U.S., corn is up, while soybeans and wheat are down. The European Union and South American trade bloc Mercosur are expected to announce a free trade agreement after 20 years of negotiations there today. However, the proposed agreement still requires approval of at least 15 EU members representing 65% of the region's population, as well as a simple majority in the European Parliament. France, Italy, and Poland oppose the deal, while Germany and Spain approve. The U.S. Census reported 4.05 million tons of corn were shipped in October, the largest total for the month since 2018, but down 5.4% from September. Ethanol shipments totaled 143.45 million gallons, down 3.4% from September, but was also the second highest total ever for October. Brazilian corn exports were 4.73 million tons in November, according to government data, down 36% from last year. The March corn contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.38. On Thursday, the USDA reported a private sale of 136,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China. In total, 9.43 million tons of soybeans were shipped from the U.S. in October, according to the USDA, above totals from September and last year. Brazilian soybean exports were 2.55 million tons in November, down 51% from last year. The trade expects the USDA to raise Brazilian soybean production by 300,000 tons at 169.3 million in its monthly supply-demand report next week. The July soybean contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.90. The U.S. wheat shipments in October totaled 1.42 million tons in October, down 42% from September but up 37.8% from last year and a four-year high for the month. Russia increased its wheat export duty by 32% at approximately $49.28 U.S. per ton in an effort to curb exports. The tax has risen 437% since mid-September. France's wheat crop conditions declined 1 point at 86% good to excellent. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.55. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.51. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.95. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, December 6th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.